He dreamed that a wolf come into the camp and it had a white cloth on its head and a lot of spots of blood on it. And he told his people, says, Black Kettle will stay with his people, but the enemy will come and many squaw and papoose will be killed. But Black Kettle will stay with his people. And he sent his squaw out and his children and see his nephews and part of his children identified his bones and his body by the ornaments that they found with it and part of his teeth whenever he was dug up or washed up rather by the river.
When his bones were washed up from in the flood, when was this that they found the bones?
1934, fourth day of April was when the flood came.
Did you think he prophesied the flood?
Well, he just meant that something terrible would happen, and he knew the white people was doing him wrong, you see, was going to do him wrong, and he said the Great Spirit had warned him of this. And then, of course, the Indians warned us the flood was coming, and they moved out of the camp. They camped between Hammond and Cheyenne.
And they warned the white people that the flood was coming?
And we wouldn't move out. We didn't pay them any attention. And the wealthiest land and cattlemen, you see there is, they have their big ranches up and down this Washita River on Cheyenne, by Cheyenne. And it was them that suffered the most because the river overflowed and it was terrible. The amount of cattle that was killed there and was drowned. And not only cattle, it was a lot of the people was washed away and killed. One of my neighbors, Mr. Adams, lost his wife and five daughters in the flood that washed their home away. And it just seemed to me like that if we had paid attention to those Indians, why, it might have helped us out a little. They was close skin after all to us.